AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump holds a rally in Wisconsin, while his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, makes a stop in Pittsburgh.
At a Wisconsin rally Saturday, Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Trump's rally briefly interrupted when an attendee fainted. Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together. Chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Funeral services have been held in Ukraine after a major Russian strike.
Funeral services have been held in eastern Ukraine for the victims of one of the deadliest Russian airstrikes since the invasion began. As grieving families and local residents mourned, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to boost domestic weapons production by creating underground facilities to withstand Russian missile and drone strikes. He also renewed calls for the lifting of restrictions on using Western-supplied weapons against Russian territory, noting that Ukraine is also developing its own missiles to put pressure on Russia. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Officials say a Florida Panhandle High School football player has died after collapsing during a game. Port St. Joe High School wide receiver Chance Gaynor collapsed during Friday night's game at Liberty High School. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital where he died. Stellantis is recalling nearly 1.5 million Ram pickup trucks worldwide to fix a software problem that can disable the electronic stability control system. This is AP News. Just how rare are rare-colored lobsters? Lobsters of various colors have been showing up in fishers' traps, supermarket seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories. A recent wave of these curious-colored lobsters in Maine, New York, Colorado, and beyond has scientists asking just how atypical are they? Marcus Frederick is a professor of marine sciences at the University of New England.
Numbers which are reported for blue lobsters, typically 1 in 1 million or 1 in 2 million. Orange is probably more in the range of 1 to 30 million. Then we get into those split-colored lobsters, which is reported somewhere in the range of 1 to 50 to 1 to 70 million.
However, scientists say there is no definitive source on the occurrence of lobster colorization abnormalities. Frederick is working on non-invasive ways to extract genetic samples from lobsters to try to better understand the molecular basis for rare shell colorization. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.